RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Paul Mills Coaches Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Shocker Men's Basketball Podcast with head coach Paul Mills. Coach, really disappointing loss on Saturday. And would you agree? I've been around a lot of sports for a lot of years. There's maybe nothing more contagious in all of sports, good and bad, than free throw shooting.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, from a player perspective that you are capable, and you kind of see it mental, right? And all of a sudden it begins to weigh on you, and you're wondering and you're asking questions and you don't go up there confidently. We've actually shown this video before of a neuroscientist who kind of talks through this whole process. So we realize players will one day get there, and they're going through that process, and it's like, all right, how do I calm myself down? I think baseball players probably go through it a lot as they go up there, and you kind of learn how to control your breath and slow your heart rate and do all of that. But I do think that a lot of it's mental, and you'll begin to see it spread. And probably, especially when you're dealing with, I hate to use this word, but, you know, they're a little fragile mentally at this age. I know they come across as really, really confident, but it's just not the case. And so when they begin to see teammates, and then it's on them, and then it's like, who's going to get us out of this? And they start looking at other places instead of just, you know, telling yourself like, man, I'm excited to prove myself. I'm excited about this opportunity that's been extended, and going up there with a different bit of a mental framework. Confidence, in my opinion, is two things. One, it's what you're telling yourself, you know, what you're allowing. And so outside noise, if you're embracing that, that's on you. You got to be really careful about what you let inside your own head. And the other is practice. I can control the practice part. So we'll get a little bit better there. But, you know, you're not going to win many games. And I don't care how many. I know we shot 28 of them. Knew going into the game DePaul was 12th in the country at taking away threes. So we knew we would get. I didn't know it was going to be that high. I thought it'd be somewhere between upper teens, lower 20s in that neighborhood. But, you know, we need to do a good job of capitalizing on that. And the second part of confidence that I mentioned, knowing that, is what you tell yourself. And then it's practice. You know, if you know, you've kind of done it. So we can control the practice part, but it's important from a player perspective, from any perspective, is that you make sure you're telling yourself the right things, not deceiving yourselves, and at the same time, you're not putting yourself in a position to where you're beating yourself up.
And from a practice standpoint, in previous history, you were shooting 72.5% as a team going into that game, 76% the previous five games, so there hadn't been any recent history of anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, definitely it's an anomaly. You know, I mean, TJ going 1-for-5. I mean, even when you factor in the front end of a 1-and-1, so there was another missed opportunity there. Karan has been good, and, you know, him going 2-for-6. Late in the game, just going 1-for-7 when you had those moments where you could tie the game or take a lead. So all of that, it's not a norm right now, and you don't want this to be contagious. So we'll get back. You know, players do not have school right now. So we've got a group, as you and I meet here, we'll practice at 10, it's 9. There is already a group in there doing the things necessary in order to make sure that what we need to do is get the ball over the front of the rim. We just had way too many of those misses. We've shown the team every single free throw that we took, all 28 of them, and just too many of them are hitting the front of the rim. And even the one that went in for E-Man, it hits the back of the rim and pops up and goes in. Like, we just have to give ourselves a chance. And whether it be to rebound or the ball could sometimes, what we would reference as a Brad shot, back rim and down is kind of the ideal way that you want to shoot. We have technology in place in order to kind of reinforce Brad shots, hitting the back rim as the ball is on its way down. But the back rim does kind of give you an opportunity. So if we miss free throws, we just don't want to miss them short.
And you mentioned guys in there practicing. You're going to make sure that the practice happens and is what should happen. Guys that have had success, they've been shooting good percentages, get in there, start making them again. It becomes an anomaly, a rare thing, what happens Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you're going to have these nights, right? You're going to have bad shooting games. You're going to have nights. Thought for the most part that our defense was able to keep us in it. But despite all that, like, we can't look at the bad free throw shooting as an excuse. There's other execution errors that we need to do. I mean, to give you an example, at the end of the first half, we're sitting on 2 fouls, and we foul in order to get to foul number 3, and then we get Dre out because that was his second. We bring Mike in, and we need to foul and make sure that we don't leave this up to officials, right? You need to make sure you're doing the things where we're not putting it in officials' hands and thinking that a touch foul, and we end up giving up 2 points. And so I could go through a litany of those type of plays that we need to be able to make in order to give ourselves a chance. You know, these games that we're losing, these are 2-and-1, 2 possession basketball games. We're 1-and-5 in these basketball games. And I thought at the beginning of the year there were some discipline issues, like we were fouling unnecessarily. We were swiping down. We weren't contesting on the shot pocket side. But again, we can't keep having a discipline issue. Didn't think it was a discipline issue on Saturday as much as it was, like, there's things that we're in control of that we need to make sure we do a better job of and be mindful about what's required in order to put ourselves at a chance to where we have a lead late in the game and then we seal it with free throws rather than depending on free throws in order to put us back in front.
Listening to head coach Paul Mills on our Shocker Basketball podcast. We'll be right back.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to our Shocker Basketball podcast with head coach Paul Mills. Coach, kind of an interesting statistic to me. You had 5 assists in Saturday's game with DePaul, which doesn't sound good, but I'm curious because the type of game, you had a lot of free throws, so were there some assists potentially in there that ended up with the shooter getting fouled so it doesn't register, and then also maybe some passes that were good enough to get a score and somebody missed a shot?
Yeah, I mean, we track potential assist passes that are made, and, you know, every pass that you make that gets assisted doesn't always go in. And so we had 9 of those, so you leave those. And then, you know, when you shoot a high number of free throws, so if you're approaching in the 20s, mid-20s, your free throw or your assist numbers aren't going to be great. You know, what you're looking for, more importantly than assisted buckets, people will tell you, this is a fact, the best shot in basketball wasn't for us on Saturday, but the best shot in basketball normally is a free throw. If you just think about it, if you can score more than 1 point per possession, you're doing a really good job usually offensively. So let's say somebody shoots 70% from the free throw line, you get 2 of them, that's a 1.4. So if I gave you the ball 100 times, you shoot 70 free throws on those 100 possessions, you're going to score 140 points during the course of the game, and that would be pretty good. And so the second best shot is an assisted bucket at the rim, right? If you can get closer to the rim, your numbers. But if you can pass there, your numbers. I thought we had some of those. We had some off of pick and roll. We had E-Man being able to get to the rim. The other thing is, because we're such a good offensive rebounding team, we're top 20 in the country, a number of our baskets are just going to be off of playing with force, just going and getting shots because we can retrieve some misses. And then also we get fouled. So we're not going to have the assist numbers, but what we're really paying attention to is the efficiency numbers. So we can judge potential assists. We can judge shots at the rim that are assisted, and thought there were some positive things out of a pick and roll alignment that gave E-Man some opportunities at the rim. But just because of the nature of who we are right now in this team from an offensive rebound perspective and being aggressive at the rim and the free throw opportunities, 5 assists is low, but I will tell you, we're not going to set the world on fire with a whole bunch of assists.
Now, playing off of that just a little bit, you've talked a lot ever since you've been here about you don't want your offense to be running with the ball sticking too long anywhere, and is that an issue at all right now?
Yeah, I mean, I would tell you that, you know, we're one of the better teams in the country in transition, just getting out, and we've got a lot of efficiency there. But we've got a tendency kind of to look to some players to bail us out, you know, Kenyon specifically. And, you know, it's not – that's going to happen. Like, you have to have a player who can go get his own shot. And, again, because we can retrieve it, we're better, for instance, Will Berg, and I know this wasn't the game in the last one that he played against Northern Iowa, but we were able to kind of go to him and then play off of that. So there's an outlet there. We're more a little pick and roll oriented when E-Man is in the game. But our off-ball movement does have to get better. Like, there was some stagnation. I kind of, you know, I don't know about you, Mike, but I listened to Michael Jackson, and he had a song, I Need to Start with the Man in the Mirror. Yeah. And I feel like, listen, there was some stagnation. I thought we got off to such a great start, 11-0. We were playing fast. We were getting stops. And then I was like, man, let's see how far, you know, is this snowball going to continue and accumulate and hopefully knock them out. And, you know, the truth is the longer that game went, the snowball kind of got smaller and smaller. And we had to intervene quite a bit. I wish I'd have intervened early. I wish I'd have let some things go. And so from an intervention standpoint, you have to start from a coach. Like, what are the things that I can do in order to assist the team? But movement of the ball there was a segment there where it was really stagnant.
It's a strange game sometimes. You would have thought coming in that one thing that might be an issue, DePaul was averaging about 3.5 fewer turnovers a game. They're outscoring their opponents by 7 points per game off turnovers. You had 7 fewer turnovers and outscored them 19-5.
Yeah, you know, plus 14 there. You're plus 6 on the offensive glass, 10-4. And so you figure, if you had told me going into the game, like, listen, if we add up those two, if you are you winning the rebound margin and capitalizing on your second chance opportunities, and then are you taking care of the ball and winning that? And if you told me, yeah, you're going to be plus 20 in those two categories, I'd have been like, man, this is going to be a good night for us, you know. Little did I know. But it is you know, I think we were way more aggressive on account of pick and roll coverage just because we knew Will wasn't going to be able to play. And I think Noah does a good job. He was able to cause some turnovers. E-Man's fluidity was able to cause some turnovers. So we kind of knew that. It's, you know, to be able to capitalize 19, what was it, 19 to 5 on that, it's a huge plus. And I think, depending on personnel, you'll kind of see us be more aggressive.
You mentioned right after the game you had 15 offensive rebounds again, which is about your average, but only 10 points, and that's maybe a third of the potential there. When you looked at everything, how much of it was we basically doing the right things, just didn't finish or whatever?
Yeah, man, just really had some good opportunities within 2 feet of the rim and that we needed to get over the front of the rim. It's kind of like our free throw shooting. And so, yeah, I think whatever your offensive rebound number is, it's just, let's say you shoot 50% on those shots of shots around the rim. Like, usually your offensive rebound number and your second chance points are usually pretty close once you take out team rebounds. So all of that to say, we do expect to finish at a much higher rate than what we did. I know Noah was able to get some tip-ins. We also had a situation where E-Man was able to get some tip-ins. But we need to get Karan. We need to get some others who are able to get those balls, TJ, in order to finish around the rim.
All right, we'll continue with Paul Mills as we talk Shocker hoops right after this.
This is Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt. Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Here are some stats you need to know. 1 out of every 10 people fall victim to investment fraud. And consumers lose about $50 billion annually to consumer financial fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
It's important to spend time with the people you love, and Clear Creek Golf Car has the vehicle to take you there. Whether relaxing by the pool, hanging out at the lake, or cruising around the neighborhood, Clear Creek Golf Car has the most inventory in the Midwest, along with service and parts to help you down the road. Visit any of our locations or our website to find the perfect vehicle for you and your family. The choice is clear, Clear Creek Golf Car.
Welcome back to our Shocker Men's Basketball Podcast with head coach Paul Mills. Coach, Will Berg unavailable in Saturday's game, and the nature of the injury wasn't released before the game. Just thought I'd get an update from you on his prospectus.
Yeah, he tweaked an ankle, nothing serious, and did it last Wednesday. So we had practiced a couple of days, Thursday and Friday, without him. He was practicing Wednesday. It happened late in practice. He will tell you, and this is probably like a lot of big guys, they're not the most nimble people in the world. And so sprained ankles kind of happen on occasion. And he, if that was a conference tournament game, if that was an NCAA game, I think he would have been able to go. But we weren't going to risk any further injury and feel good about him being available Wednesday night. We'll see. I haven't talked to Todd Fagan, our trainer, just where he is today. But I do know he's walking on it. We'll see how he gets and see just how loose it is, if he has some mobility. So, yeah, it's a day-to-day issue.
That gave more time to Emmanuel Okorafor, and he responded with 12 points, 8 rebounds, 5 of 6 from the field. But that's not totally a new thing for him. He has been performing at a higher level than he ever has previously in his career. And what's been the key for that improvement?
One, he's really diligent about his role. Like, he understands what he needs to do. You know, we talk a lot about how do we get an advantage, how do we keep an advantage, how do we exploit it. He does a really good job of being able to get an advantage. He kind of, you know, he's been at a few places, Louisville for a couple of years, Seton Hall. So I think from a floor mapping perspective. He understands what's occurring and then what is the counter to whatever it is occurring. So whether it be in post play, whether it be in a pick and roll coverage, he understands the things that need to be done. So he does a really good job of getting an advantage and keeping an advantage. Now, when the ball is in those guards' hands, they're the ones that kind of have to exploit the advantage, because usually your big isn't your decision maker. And I will tell you that the other thing that he does is, and I use this word a lot just because philosophically, I just think it's the way that offense needs to be played, is he plays with a lot of force. Like, we were able to hit him on some short rolls, and, you know, there's one in particular where he just gathers a ball and two-hand dunks it, and it looks effortless, but you realize that's a play very, very few bigs can actually make. So all of that to say, I think his experience, I think his understanding, and he doesn't get outside of what he tries to do. Like, you don't see him up there trying to dribble. You don't see him just standing on the perimeter. Like, sometimes you get with bigs who want to showcase their skill. I remember listening to Greg Popovich talk one time, and he said if we gave Tim Duncan his way, he would be the point guard. And I think a lot of bigs, like, they want, like, I have more skill to me than just being tall, and they kind of want to stand on the perimeter sometimes and they just float. He understands where his niche is and he capitalizes on it, but a lot of this is due to his experience and his diligence of just staying within the confines of what he does best.
And you mentioned the experience. How much does that play into? Because he's had more than a few follow dunks this year, anticipating getting to the offensive board. And then the other thing, it's a good athlete who runs well, and he runs the floor hard and has had some follows on fast breaks.
Yeah, I would tell you that the first two or TJ gets fouled, he makes one of two, and then Kenyon Giles three. I would tell you that if you go back and watch the film, you attribute that to E-Man. Like, E-Man is sprinting down the court, and on TJ's first bucket where he gets fouled by N.J. Benson, number 35 for DePaul, you'll watch four people gravitate towards E-Man because of his ability to sprint. Two of them drastically, the other two kind of just take a step, but it opens up a play for TJ to get the shot at the rim. And it is that kind of his ability to, like, attract attention, because you know he can go catch a lob. You understand how hard he's running. We need to get at 32 minutes is obviously a lot, but I think as his endurance gets better and better, his speed will get better and better. But it really is that amount of force that he's playing with that allowed other opportunities. And then I go back, the same thing happens with KG's three. It's E-Man. There's a drag screen that occurs that KG gets his second three off of that he's directly involved in. But I do think that there were a number of plays that, unless you kind of are really paying attention to it and willing to do a deep dive, that a lot of that's because of E-Man.
And we've talked previously about Will Berg and how just the opportunity to play more than he ever has, the experience and confidence he's gaining from that, and how much with E-Man is he's never scored in double figures. He's done it three times this year, and how much of that just gives him a little bit of excitement and being opportunistic about continuing to improve.
Yeah, I hate to say this, but usually with players at this age, they do not lack for confidence. It's usually somebody else's fault why they never got those career numbers. And you really have to make sure you keep your thumb on them about that stuff, about making excuses, because that's not how life works. But I do think players really believe in themselves. You kind of have to have a situation where others believe in you. And it could be from a staff, could be from other players, where they see confidence in you. But the more you'll put in the time, this is a wonderful game, and it really is one of those situations where the more you'll give it, the more you'll get back. And I don't know when that usually turns out to be the case, but you know, you can't grow weary in continuing to do the right things. And there's going to be some games that go your way, and there's going to be others that don't. But I do think as he continues to put in the work, especially as we get into conference, I think it's a huge plus for us to have the depth that we do at our front court at that five spot, and Will Berg, Noah, and E-Man.
And mentioning Noah, he got a few more minutes the other night. Almost every game he gets in, he does something. At Northern Iowa, he's ripped a rebound away from somebody and put it back in. But he also missed a couple of pick-and-roll coverages for dunks. And just I wanted to ask you about his progress.
Yeah, I think that one of the things you notice in the Northern Iowa, and we need to be aware of it as a unit, that whether it be Northern Iowa, whether it be DePaul, is they see a young guy coming in. And everybody knows that he's a freshman. The other coaching staff definitely knows he's a freshman. But we just can't leave Noah on an island. You see other teams immediately going at him to try to capitalize on his fact that he just doesn't have a great library of knowledge and his lack of inexperience. But that's not just on Noah. That's on all of us. We all need to recognize that this is occurring. And we need to provide better help in order to do that. And Noah needs to be knowledgeable of it. And there's some things that he can do better. But I will tell you that we talked a lot this year to our team about TNT plays. This is takes no talent. It's playing with length. It is sprinting the floor. It is offensive execution of just being in the right spot. It's boxing out, right? It's getting a loose ball. Like the TNT plays that Noah makes, he makes. And we need to make sure that collectively, these aren't TNT issues, okay? These are, as a group, we need to understand what's about to occur, assuming that they have a five that they feel comfortable with. So all of that to say, he provides value, but his area of expertise is in TNT plays, and he needs to make them at a high level.
We'll continue with Paul Mills. The Shockers in action Wednesday night. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Hey, Shocker fans! Meritrust Credit Union is proud to be the official financial well-being partner of Wichita State Athletics. As your local full-service financial institution, they're passionate about providing student-athletes in your community with the resources needed to make the best financial plays no matter where you are in your financial journey. Meritrust can help you conquer each milestone ahead and help you be the author of your financial future. Visit MeritrustCU.org to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA.
Time out! Let's take 30 seconds to look at your game plan. If your network went down right now, would you know who to call? Shocker Nation knows that defense wins games. At Digital Office Systems, we're playing defense for your data. You know us for copiers, but we're also Wichita's local managed IT experts. We lock down your system so you can focus on the win. Don't let a cyber attack foul you out. Visit us at dosks.com.
Back on our podcast with Shocker basketball coach Paul Mills. Wednesday night, Wofford in town. Interesting story with their program. They won their tournament last year, went to the NCAA, and then the head coach was fired in September, 2 months before the season. But they bring back a guy in Kevin Giltner who had a lot of experience and success there as both a player and an assistant coach.
Yeah, you know, and Kevin's done a tremendous job. I know when you return a NCAA tournament team, and you kind of have high hopes, and then all of a sudden the coach that was there that led it previously, it takes a little bit of time to get adjusted. They've adjusted well. Kevin was an assistant at Virginia Tech, come in and done a really good job of assembling a group that was obviously a very difficult time. So they're playing well. They can kind of spread you out, and we'll see how they attack this from a schematic standpoint. But they could go small and kind of spread us out. You know, we have some front court depth and at the same time some length that they don't necessarily have. And you could kind of see getting in this cat and mouse game. Well, y'all may win the height battle and have some interior that's a little bit bigger than ours, but we're going to spread you out and try to make you guard us. So it'll be a challenge simply because of the pieces that they can put on the floor, but they've actually done a really good job, all things considered.
You're going into two games this week. You have another one on Sunday that are your last games before conference play starts, and you do have a few days in there between. So what are the most important couple of things that you're really looking forward to getting better over that stretch?
Yeah, I don't think our offensive execution right now. I think our defense is solid. And so we'll continue to emphasize to make sure that we get better there and just understand philosophically that the ball just it can't get to the paint whenever it wants. Didn't think we did a good job. If you look at you know, CJ Gunn the other day when it's 16-2 and he kind of goes on his own run there. Ends up with 16 points in the first half, only two in the second half, both of them late in the game off of free throws. That from an execution standpoint, we weren't level with the ball personnel standpoint. It wasn't until halftime until we made corrections from a staff perspective. It was just the urgency perspective. So all of that needs to continue. We need to do a good job of getting the ball, not letting it get to the paint. Some of that was via screening actions, but we've got to make sure that we do that. And then offensive execution, it can get a little bogged down. So we've got to be better there. I mean, we're seeing teams take away KG and being up. And again, it's going to open up opportunities. And trust me when I say, what do you want to see get better, is definitely the free throw line. You know, we're going to put a lot of time in there. Not that we haven't previously, but we do understand it's 20% of the game, and it's something that we give quite a bit of attention to, and so we just need to make sure that what happened on Saturday was an anomaly.
All right, Coach, thank you. Shocker head coach Paul Mills, that's our podcast. Shockers and Wofford Wednesday night, and then Eastern Kentucky on Sunday afternoon to close out the pre-Christmas and non-conference schedule. Thank you for being with us.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.